This is Matt Crossland with the EduGeek Journal. I'm here with Katrina Adams and Harriet Watkins, and we are at the Region 11 Distance Learning Conference. We're actually sitting here after enjoying a delicious barbecue lunch and some Munster cookies, and we are reminiscing about some of the things that we've learned so far at this conference. And Harriet Watkins is here. She has had a huge epiphany today about something that she really wanted to share with us. So I'm going to pass to Harriet to share with us.
Thank you, Matthew. It's my pleasure to be with you all today. Yes, after hearing Howie DeBlaski's presentation, he was the keynote speaker this morning, and he talked about how we need to be forward-thinking with technology in the classroom and educating our students. Mainly, he was focusing on the K-12 audience. However, it brought to mind that I think on a couple of levels, we need to both educate higher ed faculty and K-12 faculty and have them kind of switch places or switch roles. Go and visit a K-12 institution if you're in higher ed, and then vice versa, so they understand where each is coming from. Because as a higher ed distance learning technologist, we need to understand what freshmen in college are coming from in the high school arena. I talked to some educators today that said that you think that all high school students are digital natives. However, they're not. A lot of them still don't know how to turn the computer on because they don't have one in their house. So you can't just automatically assume that everybody's well-versed in using a computer. And then another thing they brought up was keyboarding, that a lot of kids don't know. All they can do is two thumbs or the hunt and peck method. And they were stressing the importance of keyboarding because in business or whatever field these kids decide to go into, they're going to need to be able to type, fully type, instead of using two fingers. So I think that cross-cultural, for lack of a better term, view of seeing where each person's at in regard to K-12 or higher ed is important. And then the other thing, My other epiphany, was that I needed to, I think that it's important that we provide higher ed faculty with online resources, because a lot of higher ed faculty, some are still reluctant to get online. Others who are online don't realize how many resources are available to them. And so they need a way of maybe a clearinghouse somewhere that they can go, or some mechanism by which they can find the resources that are available to them. And now I'm going to pass the phone over to Katrina, who has some very interesting observations from today's conference thus far.
Thank you, Harriet. As Harriet said, with Katrina Adams, I'm a fellow EduGeek. And in continuing with what Harriet was just talking about, as far as educators needing to be told about these different or exposed to these different tools that are available to them, I think it's our job to go through these tools and make it as easy on the educator as possible. A lot of times we present these tools to these educators, whether they be in K-12 or in higher ed, and you know, lots of times they decide that it's too much work for them at that point. They don't have time to figure it out. And so what we need to do is go in and find the ones that are most efficient, most effective, and then, you know, show them how easy it is for them to figure it out, how they can work it directly into their content. And that's one thing we have to do, is make it easy for them, because they really don't have the time, and that's kind of what we're there for. So, but anyway, some other highlights from the conference. We went to a session earlier today that was in the video conferencing thread or area, but it was actually a bunch of different online tools that were actually really interesting. And just a couple of them that I'd actually heard about before these are always neat because you can think about them, you can focus on them, and think of ways that you can actually incorporate them into your course, into your courses. And I'd heard about Yak Pack. Matt had told me once about Yak Pack. However, he failed to add me to their group, so I haven't been, I haven't had a chance to play with it. But you know, in just seeing and hearing the presenter talk about it, I was thinking that, you know, that would be great for our online MBA and accounting students, you know, for them to use as in their group work, or, you know, just as an ongoing audio conversation in our courses, business law, for example, any of those. And that way students can go in and kind of post what's going on and, you know, talk about what's going on in the news, literally talking about it. And then you have that conversation at the end of the semester, you know, that's, you just see the progression of their knowledge and how they've taken in the content. And then the other one was, I think it was SpringDo was the one that you can actually use to do instant video podcasts, which was, you know, something. And again, that goes back to the whole make it easy for your professor. You go to a website, and you have either you have your web camera or your microphone, and it's just as easy as them logging in, hitting record. And it records right there, and it publishes it. If you can make it, you know, just two clicks, then they're much more likely to want to do it instead of them having to record it, edit it, upload it, you know, and then publish it. If you can do two clicks, that's the key. And now I'm passing it back to our leader, Mr. Matt Crossland.
Do you have another one? Another idea?
No, I was just thinking.
Okay. Harriet Watkins has one more idea to share.
I was just thinking that we could create sort of like a catalog. I was brainstorming, you know, because a lot of times we're salesmen when we have to design a course. As instructional designers, we always have to talk to the professor and kind of sell them on what's out there educationally and online, and we could create almost like a binder that shows, okay, in Yak Pack you can do XYZ with this, and this is the way it looks, and just kind of browse through like a brochure almost of sorts in a binder with like a screenshot from each one of these online sources and say, now this would be great if you want to do group work for ease of use, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then that gives the professor a visual without us having to go to a kajillion different websites. They can kind of pick and choose which ones they want to add to their course. I'm going to work on this. This is a great brainstorm, but Katrina kind of brought that to mind a minute ago. So that was my little, another epiphany. This is my day for epiphanies, I tell you. Okay, back to Matt.
Well, I couldn't hear what Harry was saying because she was kind of mumbling, but I'm sure it was a great idea. Harry's actually my boss, and she ordered me only to have one epiphany today, so I'm saving that for this afternoon when I need to stay awake when all this barbecue hits me. But yeah, well, it's recording right now, yeah. So, and so we've picked up a lot of good ideas here. You'll probably see some of these make it into the blog in the future, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.